that was at one of my hospitals. And although he enjoyed the experience of volunteering and learning, he didn't want to go into the medical field anymore. Mm-hmm. And that realization is so important yeah. before you waste time, energy, and money
yeah.
In college.
This is Transforming Learning.
Welcome back to Transforming Learning. This is Amy, and I am here today with Eric, and he is going to be interviewing Tasha Candela. Eric, can you tell us a little bit about Tasha and what you guys talked about?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Amy. So yeah, we're going to listen to a podcast here from Tasha Candela. Tasha is a teacher, as well as many other roles at Lakeshore High School in St. Clair Shore, Michigan. And Tasha runs their student internship program, which has been going on for 4 years now. And so we're going to listen to Tasha explain kind of some of the beginnings of the program, but then some of the real highlights, some of the things that students are getting out of it. And what's kind of exciting is when we were doing the interview, there's actually a student with us, a student that hopes to be in the program. She's applied for the internship program for next year.
Okay, so here is Eric and Tasha.
I'm here with Tasha Candela from Lakeshore High School. Tasha, thank you for taking the time to be on the podcast with me.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, Eric.
So, Tasha, I understand that you have quite an internship program that's happening here at Lakeshore. So I wanted to find out a little bit more about the program, but also have an opportunity to find out some of the takeaways that you've had with the internship and what's happening, so that other listeners, other schools, might kind of get this idea of doing internships in high school. Because we think of internships in college, but you're using students at the high school level in internship programs. So, Tasha, can you tell us a little bit about the background here of the internship?
Sure. I started this program 4 years ago because I saw many of our seniors that didn't have a lot of options for their class schedules. And so I saw a lot of students sitting around or taking multiple elective classes that didn't pertain to their career pathways. And I wanted to remedy that. So I started this program called Career Field Experience, which is designed to provide students an opportunity to pursue their career goals and experience authentic occupational situations.
Oh, okay. So to start out with, how did you kind of develop this internship program? How did it really all begin 4 years ago?
So I started with a pilot of three students. I went to my then principal and I asked for permission to start this program. I was an instructional technology coach at the time,
okay.
So I had some freedom in my schedule to allow me to pilot this, and he was all for it. So those three students became my guinea pigs.
Okay.
And it was successful from the start. I started making some cold calls, getting some employer buy-in, sat with them on their initial interviews, and then started developing the program from the ground up.
So at the very beginning, were these companies that came to you, Tasha, or did you find the interest of the student and then you went out and found companies or partnerships with them?
So I have an application process where a student will fill out a very basic application that simply states their name and then their career interest.
Okay.
And from that, I then start cold calling businesses. Now, we're talking about when I first started, which is very different than where I am now. And obviously, we'll probably get into that later. But now I do have businesses that not only want to repeat business with us, but also share the internship program with their friends and colleagues from other businesses or partners. And so I'm getting some calls from that. And even getting calls from places like Burger King or a tropical smoothie, which they think that I just get jobs for kids now, which is completely different than the actual internship
more
program.
More careers. Okay. Yes. So over the 4 years, how has the program grown? How's it morphed from those three students?
Sure. So, yes. So I started with three, and 4 years later, we have 56 interns. And I have a very good problem on my hands because we're in the middle of the scheduling process right now for our current juniors that will be seniors. And I have over 100 applications for the program.
Oh.
Our graduating senior class this year has, I don't know, 320, something like that.
Okay.
So that's a huge chunk of the class
that
are very interested in the internship program. And I don't see it ever stopping. My goal is to have every single kid be able to have an internship.
That would be incredible. Why are so many kids signing up or expressing interest in the program? Do you know, Tasha?
Well, I think that there's many reasons for that. I think a lot of times students not exactly sure what they want to go into, but they want to dabble, they want to try.
Yeah.
And so that's a great, this program is a great opportunity for those kids that are unsure. This is also a great program for somebody that knows exactly what they want to go into, and so they want to hit the ground running and start, getting out there and networking and learning the skills needed to be able to be successful in that particular field.
So how long do the internships usually run for?
So there aren't very many school districts in Macomb County that offer a program like this.
Yeah.
But from my experience, the ones that do, they place them at the very beginning of the school year, and then it runs for the entire school year. Okay. And I think the reason why they do that is because it's a lot of time and energy to replace someone. To take them out of a placement and then put them into a new placement, or maybe your numbers would drop because, you know, somebody again comes out and then you don't have those numbers to maybe run the program. Mm-hmm. But for me, I look at it entirely different. I run the class on a trimester by trimester basis. So at Lakeshore, we have three trimesters. Or if you were in another school district, you can run it semester by semester. So you'd have a two times. And the reason why I do that, where they start in the fall, potentially, they could start anywhere, but most of my interns start in the fall, and then they try it and they're not locked in. So I had a student that was at one of my hospitals, and although he enjoyed the experience of volunteering and learning, he didn't want to go into the medical field anymore. Mm-hmm. And that realization is so important before you waste time, energy, and money in college. So I have students that do that, and then they change, and they ask me to find a new placement for them in a different industry.
Okay.
Most of the time, I am fortunate that I have students that start in the fall. They may have known what they wanted to go into as they stated on the application, and then they just love it. So they stay the entire year, all three trimesters, and I just see the knowledge building in them, their network of people building. Then they're mentoring new interns that come in perhaps mid-year. I have a young lady that she just can't say enough good things about another student that she wasn't close with throughout high school that now is one of her best friends because of the relationship she built through the internship.
Yeah, off-site, outside of high school aspect, but kind of in the career field.
Because everyone's in the same place, you know. Mm-hmm. Most of these kids have never had a professional interview or maybe even an interview at all. Many of these kids have never, you know, had this opportunity where they couldn't be on their cell phones, and that it potentially is a life or death, or you're dealing with confidentiality and a large amount of money, and you know, it's not necessarily, you know, you're giving burgers to people, which is still important, as McDonald's is the number one first job for anyone, but these are professional positions, and not only do I expect them to exhibit those characteristics that a professional would have, but they just do that intrinsically because they're in that environment.
So as the coordinator, as the facilitator, what are some of the responsibilities and some of the things that you help the students with through the internship program?
Sure. So there's four ways that the students are graded in the class. Yeah. So I think from an outsider looking in, you may think the program is simply they go to work every day and that's it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot that goes into it behind the scenes. So first and foremost, they turn in a timesheet biweekly. And as you can guess, I specifically created the due dates biweekly because most industries you get paid biweekly.
Yeah.
So they turn in a timesheet to me digitally on our learning management platform, Schoology.
Okay.
And the second way that they're graded is through evaluation. So they have an informal evaluation where I simply call the employer and do a progress check on them to make sure all is going well. That's in the middle of the experience. So that would be at the 6-week mark. And then at the 12-week mark, I physically visit each business.
Okay.
So currently we have 34 businesses that I'm working with. So that's 34 places wow. that I have to use my feet and my vehicle to travel
all
to.
Over town.
No problem. But I'll tell you, it feels really good to be talking to these professionals and all of the great things that they're saying about these students. A lot of times you'll see on the media these teenagers, you know, and you get some, they get some bad rap for you
sure.
know, just their age.
Yep.
And that isn't the case when I talk to these professionals.
Wow, that's awesome to hear. What kind of things are the companies, the professionals, what things are they saying that the kids are learning or experiencing that are new for the professionals?
Sure. So I have so many stories, so I'm going to limit it to just two. My first one is we've been working with a law office for 3 years. And for those past 3 years, they've kept the intern. So the intern has never left. They're still working there. So they have 3 interns right now from Lakeshore that are currently still working in the law
wow,
office building
okay.
their skills. And that says a lot about not only the quality of students that they're receiving, but also just in general, the partnership that we're building.
Yeah.
It's a problem I have because now I'm probably at a roadblock where I can't send another kid to that place because they don't have room for it. But that means that I just get to cold call and potentially meet another, you know, great employer
okay.
that can build a connection with us.
Yeah.
There are two other ways that they get graded in the class.
Okay.
The most important way, other than the actual work itself, is they write reflective blog entries mm-hmm. on what they've been doing over the course of the last 2 weeks. So I keep the same stagnant due date of biweekly.
Okay.
And along with the timesheet, they write a reflective blog entry on what they're doing. So I get a window in seeing what exactly is going on. And they have to write a peer comment to anyone that's currently enrolled in the class. So they also can not only encourage other people, but see what they're doing. And from that, because it's a mandatory thing, they sometimes get a new interest from someone else reflections.
Yeah.
So that's really
that's
cool,
very
too.
Very powerful. Yeah, they're kind of learning and sharing with each other.
Sure. And somebody in one hospital, you know, might write something completely different than someone in another hospital or different departments.
Yeah.
So it's just sharing is so important. And you think you might be isolated by being placed in one business over a different business, but that's not the case at all when you have a digital place that then you can talk to each other.
Because essentially there is no weekly class. They're going Monday through Friday to their internship positions, but you are bringing them together in this digital format.
Sure.
That's incredible.
And And I guess, too, the flexibility of the program is really cool. I have students that if they're working in a place that's open 24 hours, they're instead of their traditional class period of an hour each day of the week, they put in their 5 hours on a Sunday.
Okay. Wow.
So you have some flexibility, too.
Yeah.
So it's not as traditional as a course load that you would think about.
Yeah. Well, you're promoting kind of that independence and time management there.
Sure.
So we actually have a student that's applying for the program. Do you mind telling us a little bit about yourself real quick?
My name is Rachel. I'm a junior, and I've been looking into being a history teacher.
Okay.
And I was very interested in the program because I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And I'm a big, like, history fanatic, and
okay.
I was really interested in it because I came to Candela, and she kind of was telling me about the program, and she said it would be a really good opportunity for me.
What are your hopes as far as getting into the internship program? What would you ultimately like to have an opportunity to do next year?
I just really want, like, the experience and to see if I really want to go into this career path.
Okay.
Like, see how I like it.
Yeah. Try it out for a year and...
Yeah.
Maybe use that experience to help you with college if that's something you want to get into. Okay, I appreciate you spending some time and sharing your thoughts. So Tasha, that was exciting to have Rachel. She was sitting with us and we just kind of grabbed her a minute. What other highlights have you seen through the internship program?
Well, one of my favorite parts about the internship program is our breakfast celebration that's actually going to occur on March 1st. We invite all of our hosts to Lakeshore High School. We treat them to breakfast, and we do kind of an appreciation ceremony, if you will, to thank them for the opportunity to host the students. I share some of the same stories I've shared with you about, you know, the behind the scenes that they don't see sometimes, the reflections that they share with me or those conversations that we have at monthly meetings.
Yeah.
So it's just a great event. I remember last year, I have the students stand up and they share one fun fact, story, memory from their experience, which is going to be very interesting having 56 right now or 100 next year. But a small scale is so much more manageable. So that was planned. But after, I had an employer stand up and say, "Can I share a story?" Sure. And what happened was it was a trickle effect, and every single employer stood up and shared in the most epic, excited fashion how much they love their intern. And they were almost battling back and forth with who liked who the most. And it was something completely unplanned, unscheduled, which is so not like me. And it was the best part about the entire breakfast because it just once again reaffirmed the fact that this program is working.
Yeah, and what a highlight for those kids just to hear how much they're appreciated outside of their homes, outside of school. And these are business people in the community that they've networked, built these relationships with.
Sure.
Wow. So as you said, you have 56 students in the program right now. You have 100 applications, and you talked about continuing to grow. What are the next steps? How do you grow this? What does it look like in 3 or 4 years from now?
I think, as with anything in life, asking for help is very important. So I see myself mentoring other teachers to take on this program. In fact, as the digital media coordinator for the district, I'm struggling with balancing teaching and marketing.
You got a lot of hats you wear.
Yes. So I just have this feeling that if this program continues to progress like it has been, that I'm going to need some help.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to share this knowledge and experience with anyone that's eager to, you know, run it.
Well, best of luck. This is very exciting. And Rachel, best of luck to you. next year. I hope you get into the program. I hope Tasha accepts you as she's waving a finger.
I love her.
You talked about sharing. Appreciate you sharing this out. If there are other listeners, teachers, administrators that think about this program and say, hey, that would be something that maybe we'd want to maybe begin. What's a good way, an easy way people can contact you, Tasha?
So my name is Tasha Candela, and they can email me, tcandela, C-A-N-D-E-L-A, at lsps.org. They can reach out on my personal Twitter, which is at BeTheTigger.
Well, Amy, that was my interview with Tasha Candela and her student internship program. What were some of your takeaways from what you heard?
Yeah, one of the biggest takeaways for me is I think this really demonstrates the power of saying yes, that Tasha identified an issue and she kind of went out on a limb and said, I'm going to address something, I'm going to do something about this. And she started small. She said she started with just 3 students, so it wasn't something that was too big to tackle, and she's kind of figured out issues along the way so that she was able to scale the program and make it something much bigger and more successful.
Yeah, I like especially when you talked about she found a problem. She was listening to the students, really, mm-hmm. right? And kind of listened to issues that they were having with their schooling. And yeah, she kind of explored. Sounds like there are some other internships in Macomb County, at least. And she kind of put her own little spin on that.
Yeah, and she gave the kids some flexibility with it too. She talks about that they don't have to commit to this for the whole year. A lot of them do, but they can change their mind. So yeah, it really becomes something that the kids can learn and explore in a way that they can't in just the standard, you know, high school classes.
Exactly, yeah. And yeah, whether they're interested, like we heard Rachel wanting to be a future history mm-hmm. teacher, you know, hopefully she has a great experience with her internship, goes off to college, student teaches, becomes a history teacher. We need more.
We'll have to follow up with her in a few years.
That's right. Maybe she'll be on the podcast. But yeah, if they know what they're doing, or just kind of gives them that experience, it's just a great opportunity for students, in this case seniors, before they even go into college, to get some real world experience of what careers are out there.
Yeah, so important.
So as you heard Tasha say, she is hoping to grow this program, but she is certainly interested in sharing with other teachers. And so if you're listening to this podcast and you're interested in maybe starting an internship of your own in your district, again, please reach out to Tasha. She shared her email, follow her on Twitter. This is just a really great experience that's not only happened in Lakeshore, but can hopefully grow in your district.
Thanks again for listening. If you haven't yet deduced, at CBD, we believe the best kind of professional growth comes from conversations with other professionals. So we have devoted ourselves to ensuring any educator anywhere can have that opportunity. Our virtual coaching service guarantees that. Check us out on cbdconsulting.com/elevateedu. You can share thoughts with just an email or quick text, or dive right into a conversation by phone or video chat. We look forward to hearing from you.